You're with us on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and we're talking about dozens of Oktoberfest celebrations around Wisconsin as the world's largest beer festival officially gets underway tomorrow in Munich. But before we raise a stein, let's celebrate our public radio community with a fall membership drive. I'm here with Mike Arnold. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
It's always great to feel the energy as the fall membership drive comes our way. The Ideas Network is where you find these informative and interesting discussions, not only in the fall, all year around. And we rely on you to keep programs like The Morning Show going strong.
That's right. Listener support is the largest source of funding for WPR programs. That's why your gift of any amount right now makes an important difference at WPR.org. or 888-202-2552.
Mike, here's the deal. We have a goal of 10 gifts. These hourly goals, super important, and they help us stay on track financially so we can keep the discussion going strong on The Morning Show, on the Ideas Network, on all of the programs you love. Give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You and nine of your friends making a gift to Wisconsin Public Radio. You might think that Wisconsin Public Radio operates largely with tax dollars, and we do get funding from the federal government and from the state, but it's really that voluntary listener support, those contributions that make up the largest source of funding for WPR programs.
That's right. That means that your support is vital to keep Wisconsin Public Radio on the air. Now that you know how important you are, make your gift right now on a Friday morning at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now, you've made a habit of listening to Wisconsin Public Radio on a regular basis. It's personally important to you. It's possibly or probably also important to you that everyone in the state has access to this high-quality information and entertainment.
So become a member with a contribution of, say, $10 a month or $120. You're not only doing something good for yourself, you're doing something good for the whole community. WPR is listener-supported, and that is why your participation is so important right now. Give this very moment at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
What's your favorite Hamilton song?
I think my favorite Hamilton song is My Shot.
For those days when you need to pump yourself up a little bit, I am not throwing away my shot.
Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot.
This membership drive, pledge any amount for your chance to see the award-winning Broadway musical. The winner receives two tickets, dinner out on the town before the show, and an overnight stay in Chicago. Sustainers, you're automatically entered. Find all the rules and details at WPR.org/drawing. Donate any amount right now to be entered. Here's how.
Oh, that's right. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Michael Arnold. Listener support, biggest source of funding for the WPR programs you rely on. And that's why your support during this fall membership drive is so important. Maybe your gift is $10 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
And we know you value your time. And we value your time, too. So giving to Wisconsin Public Radio only takes a couple minutes. We'll take your name, your contact information, how much you want to give, and how you'd like to pay.
Super quick, super easy to do. And your gift right this moment, right now, it really helps. So take the next few minutes to support the station that you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And your name will be entered into that Hamilton drawing as well. 50 minutes left this hour. We're looking for 10 more people to join in. You and nine of your friends can make WPR possible when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And as we heard, added bonus for supporting the programs you love, your donation enters you into that drawing for tickets to Hamilton in Chicago. No contribution necessary. You can see details at WPR.org/drawing or get entered automatically when you give right this moment, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And yes, sustainers, those of you making ongoing monthly gifts, you're automatically entered.
That's right. And if you're not a sustainer, become one now. It's easy to set up the monthly donations from your bank account or credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You'll provide ongoing support for the programs you love, and you'll get automatically entered in the drawings we have during member drives.
Your gift is powerful. It makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thanks. Grab your lederhosen, get your Stein hoisting arm ready. We're previewing Oktoberfest on Wisconsin Weekend. Oktoberfest, you could say, is in our wheelhouse. German is by far the most common ancestry. An estimated 42% of Wisconsinites report they are fully or partly German. So what is your favorite part of Oktoberfest? Is it the food? Is it the Märzen Lager? What traditions make you your local Oktoberfest special? Do tell. 800-642-1234. Sarah Meany is Tourism Secretary Designee of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. She's here to help us out on all things Oktoberfest. Sarah, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you so much. I can't think of a more fun topic to start the morning with.
I know. Well, connect us to Munich, Germany here. Help us understand this historical connection that we have in Wisconsin to Oktoberfest.
Oh, well, absolutely. As you mentioned, so many Wisconsinites can claim at least partial German heritage. So it's kind of a really important thing, even if you're not German. So if you need an excuse to wear lederhosen, Oktoberfest is that excuse. We have so many opportunities to dig into Oktoberfest in a lot of different areas all over the state, and even starting with, you know, this weekend. So Chippewa Falls is one of the earliest in our state, and it kicks off on September 20th through the 22nd. And what better place in Wisconsin than Leinenkugel's hometown? So that's a really great opportunity to dig in and start a month.
Yeah,
Oktoberfesting.
Leinenkugel, I'm sure, has to really roll out the red carpet for a beer festival of this caliber. I mean, these communities must really love being able to just come out and really have a festival like this. What is the atmosphere with the Oktoberfest festival?
Okay, if you can picture a polka band and anyone of any age wearing German clothing and a whole lot of beer, then you can picture yourself at German Fest. So, sorry, not German Fest, Oktoberfest, obviously. So in the Chippewa Falls event, it starts today with the Golden Keg Procession. It's very formal and very exciting. And, of course, then there's authentic live entertainment. There's polka bands. There's Pomeranian dancers. There's live music. People are dancing. They're sometimes dancing on the tables and benches. But in a, you know, in the classic beer garden tradition, there are competitions. So you compete for how many full steins of beer you can hold without dropping them. Sauerkraut eating and keg rolling. There are magic shows and kids events at the Chippewa Falls Oktoberfest. You know, face painting. Just picture one of the best festivals you can think of. And add a whole lot of beer signs, and there you go.
Well, and certainly the bands, the music, yeah. the German bands, the polka, you know, and the Glockenspiel. We have German instruments to celebrate.
Yes, we do, and certainly that is something everyone can count on. The best part about, you know, the polka tradition, and while not all of us necessarily want to do polka all of the time, when you're getting in the mood, you can't not dance to a polka, even if you don't know how. So, frankly, there's always someone around who's going to show you. And that's one of the best things I think about attending any Oktoberfest is that it's every generation you're going to see people in, you know, kids in strollers and, older couples dancing and showing us the way and continuing the tradition. So it's really a great time to kind of go and reconnect with that cultural heritage and maybe learn a couple steps in the polka tradition as well.
Do you find that these festivals are family friendly?
Oh, absolutely. So I think one of the things that is really unique to Wisconsin, but surely the Oktoberfest tradition actually kind of carries this forward anyway, is that in Europe, this is the case too, where people gather together in communal spaces, whether it's in, you know, a German pub or, for example, an Irish pub, and they bring their family. The kids are welcome in these environments, and it's okay to have a beer stein and have kids at the playground right next door. So this is something where people are encouraged to bring families. It's family friendly. There's lots of activities for kids of all ages. And, you know, ultimately, some of the activities also encourage, or some of the German fests and Oktoberfest around the state encourage you to bring a pet as well. So, for example, the Oktoberfest in La Crosse, which is the following weekend, 26th through 29th, the Sunday activities actually encourage you to bring your pet. So it's pet friendly, and there's a Dachshund Dash race going on at the La Crosse Oktoberfest, which happens to actually be one of the largest Oktoberfest celebrations outside of Germany.
So nice.
La Crosse takes Oktoberfest very seriously as well. And I think one of the best things to think about when you're thinking about Oktoberfest is you're not limited to just going and sitting in the beer garden and doing polka. We have so many activities in these towns and a lot of excuses to kind of get out and about.
Tours and Secretary Sarah Meany is our guide to all things Oktoberfest. Shout out to Lion's Tail Oktoberfest and Nina Today Tomorrow Outdoor Beer Garden featuring 8 German-style beers. Chippewa Falls Oktoberfest this weekend will be huge. As she's been saying, authentic polka-style bands, 4 stages. So what is your favorite Oktoberfest celebration? What German food do you love? 800-642-1234. We'll continue this here on the Ideas Network. You're with us for Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and if you're looking for a German festival to go to this month or next month, you're in the right place. We're previewing Oktoberfest with the State Tourism Secretary, but first, we're celebrating our fall membership campaign. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Mike Arnold. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is so fun to be here in our fall membership drive because listeners, and that means you, provide the largest source of funding here at WPR, and this drive is your chance to support all the programs you enjoy. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And Kate, we're making some good progress on our goal, probably because of that drawing for Hamilton tickets, which everybody's entered in no matter what. We have 40 minutes to go.
How do you know that?
I just know, you know. We have 40 minutes left in this hour to meet our goal. We're looking for just 6 more people to join in. So thank you if you've already given.
And if you haven't, give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And your gift funds the programs that you enjoy.
And in just 1 month, there are hundreds of discussions on the Ideas Network. And when you support Wisconsin Public Radio with a donation, you are essentially making all of those conversations possible. So take that simple, powerful step right now and contribute to this radio station when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You're supporting all those great conversations.
Hundreds. That's why I need a nap.
Yeah, exactly.
We're talking a lot about becoming a sustainer this membership drive when you make your ongoing monthly contributions from your bank account or your credit card. And here's a nice benefit. As a sustainer, you're automatically entered in member drive drawings.
And this could be your lucky drive. We have a drawing for tickets to Hamilton. So start your ongoing monthly gifts today. You'll be entered in this drawing and all future ones when you become a sustainer at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Whether it's enjoyed on your morning commute or your afternoon break, WPR gets you through the day, kind of like a cup of coffee. Today only, get the WPR blend from Nunatak Coffee in Beaver Dam, Wisconsin. This small batch roasted and hand-blended medium roast features flavors of brown sugar, almond, and apricot. It's perfect for any time of the day, just like WPR. Ask for your WPR blend today. Get a 1-pound bag of whole beans with your gift of $10 a month or more. Here's how.
go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation. Good morning. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Michael Arnold. Your support during this fall membership drive makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. And so your gift of $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, is the right amount.
Maybe you've already made a donation this year or you're a sustaining member. Thank you so much. But you could consider making an extra gift, let's say $50 or $100, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Join in this drive, and thank you for your extra support for the programs you enjoy every day.
Nice momentum that we have going here. We have, how are we doing? Six pledges in. We have maybe four to go.
No, we have six to go.
Oh, we have six to go.
Well, wait, no.
I don't know. See, you know, we're...
Yeah, we have six to go. Sorry.
I don't know why they... Yeah.
But still, that's great. Six to go is not bad. There's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
WPR
Embrace
is
it.
Listener powered. That is why your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
And you can show your support for Wisconsin Public Radio, and you can ask for your limited edition WPR blend coffee. WPR and coffee, that's your combination every day anyway. Now you can really combine it. You'll receive 1 pound of whole bean coffee roasted in Wisconsin. It's yours when you give $10 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Step up right now because this coffee is only available today.
Today. You have to get that coffee fix today. And if you're a sustaining member, thank you so much. Make today the day you increase your support of WPR by $5 or $10 a month, whatever amount you choose at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we're hearing from all sorts of people this morning, including, but unfortunately I'm having some trouble reading what they said. David and Lynn from Ellison Bay said it's important to support the radio station that offers so much for so little. And if you agree with that, now's the time to make your pledge too.
You're with us for Wisconsin Weekend, and there is no need to hop a flight to Germany for the Granddaddy Oktoberfest in Munich. Chances are there's a celebration near you. We're previewing dozens of Oktoberfest celebrations on the calendar all over our state. So did you volunteer for your local Oktoberfest? What's your role? How long have you been involved? Join in at 800-642-1234. Wisconsin Department of Tourism Secretary Sarah Meany is helping us out on all things Oktoberfest, and she stays with us. Sarah, let's get to the beer, the nuts and bolts here. What are some popular flavors that will be sold at local events?
Oh, gosh. Well, I mean, what's the first thing you think of when you think of German beer? You think of a stein of a nice
dark
prospect.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you think dark, yeah. So I usually lean dark in my preferences for beer as well. But a lot of people think of a nice, crisp, lager, kind of the classic, light colored, and you can drink it for days. Kind of thing. But honestly, a lot of the opportunities to try a lot of beers, too. So even when we think of Oktoberfest, or you may go to the Oktoberfest base, in a specific town, whether it be New Glarus or La Crosse, you also have a lot of opportunities to try some of the craft beers and the microbreweries in town as well. New Glarus is an incredible opportunity to check out New Glarus's entire offering of beers. I was actually just there about a week ago, and they have an incredible cherry beer. And so you don't have to limit yourself just to the classic German brewing styles, but, really, you should try them all.
Well, let's talk some food. There's the strudel and the bratwurst, cheese curds, I understand. how did those sneak in?
You're in Wisconsin, so it's like everything. Yeah, I was just recently doing some research about sort of cheese eating habits, frankly. You never thought that'd be part of the job of the tourism secretary, but yeah, that's what I was doing. It's something like 93% of Americans prefer to have cheese in every meal. And so where better to get your cheese from than Wisconsin, where we have the only place where people can become a master cheesemaker outside of Europe. So it isn't just that we have a lot of cheese. We have some of the best cheese in the world. So pair your beer with a local, you know, creamery's cheese curds, whether they're deep fried or you just take them straight out of the bag, nice and squeaky. It's a really great way to kind of balance the flavors out too. And trust me, you'll be able to find some sort of a cheese pairing with your beer if you ask nicely.
What will we find any German pig roasts around these Oktoberfests?
Well, I really hope so. So a lot of times people really, it's the one time a year maybe where they actually plan to go ahead and eat a pig face. That's one of my favorite things too. And the hops and the feet. So it's something where you can go and really enjoy the entire pig and enjoy a slow roasted sandwich and definitely take it all in. Don't forget the potato pancakes and some, you know, side dishes along with that, some potato salad. But you're going to want to have a nice meal to go along with your beer so that you can last a little longer. But keep in mind, you can also earn that beer. So before heading out to some of these Oktoberfests, you might as well hit one of our state parks. Bring a bike, bring your walking shoes, get outside, get some fresh air, and then bring the whole family over to, Oktoberfest because you earned it.
All right. Well, what about the games at these Oktoberfest events, like Hammerschlagen?
Yes. So, it sounds like you know a ton about this as well. But, I mean, if you're going to play Hammerschlagen and you're going to do some of these traditional German games, and if you've never done that before, it's a great opportunity to learn. I mean, whether it's a classic German yard game or kind of a group game where everybody's rallying around it, it's a really fun way to keep yourself busy. So if you haven't been to an Oktoberfest before, it's a lot more than simply sitting and talking around a beer. It's a very communal event and a lot of activities and a lot of things going on and a lot of things to watch and participate in. So a lot of times it feels a bit like a carnival. So you can count on those games and activities for everyone to participate.
We're on a tour of Oktoberfest with State Tourism Secretary Sarah Meany as our guide. There's Cafe Bavaria Oktoberfest in Wauwatosa starting September 26th, where you'll find a round of Hammerschlagen. Oktoberfest in Appleton starts on the 27th. Milwaukee, Sheboygan, Cedarburg, all of their celebrations in October. What do you love about your community's Oktoberfest? Join in 800-642-1234. We're going around the state sampling German heritage with you. More Wisconsin Weekend after this news update on the Ideas Network. You're with us for Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Oktoberfest is underway. It's a celebration of all things beer, food, and music in the German heritage, and we're getting a preview. But first, we're into the festivities of our fall membership campaign. I'm here with Mike Arnold. Good morning.
Morning.
Happy fall membership drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't quite feel like fall, but it's getting there.
It's getting there.
Yeah,
it's getting there. Yeah. As a WPR listener, you know you're always going to hear something interesting when you tune in. And that's thanks to your support. Listeners provide the largest share of funding for WPR programs. When you give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you make the morning show, you make everything else you hear on WPR possible.
And you can help us get to the goal for this first hour. We have about 25 minutes left in this hour. We're looking for just four more people to join in. So if you make your pledge now, you'll get us a quarter of the way there. Your gift right now is so important because when you give, you support the programs you rely on every day.
And thank you so much if you've already given. And if you haven't, the time is now. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And this hour is a great example of why you should give and support Wisconsin Public Radio. It sort of celebrates different things around Wisconsin. Wisconsin Weekend is a regular segment on the
it
morning
is.
Show. We're hearing about Oktoberfest celebrations across the state. It's actually really interesting that the Dachshund Dash. There's nothing more fun than a bunch of wiener dogs running around, as far as I'm concerned. So if you enjoy hearing about quirky things around the state like that, or kind of think, I want to go see that. That's why you enjoy the morning show. That's why you rely on the morning show. So support it now.
WPR is listener supported, and that means that your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It makes the many topics that you tune in for every day possible. So choose an amount that works for you, then make your gift.
That's right. And everyone should make a gift that works for them. And for that, for you, that might be a gift of $100 or $200 a month.
Maybe that's what you pay for cable. Maybe it's what you pay for your family phone plan. Listening to WPR is something you do every day. So put a value on it, like other things that are important to you, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You have a lot of bills in your monthly budget that are out of your control.
We've seen a recent increase in our childcare costs as my daughter is currently going to a preschool.
Yes, my newspaper subscription just went up.
If you've looked at my electric bill lately, it has gone up substantially.
Unlike the other things you pay for, you're always in control of your sustaining membership. During this pledge drive, we ask our sustainers to consider an increase to your monthly gift. How about $5 a month? It'll go a long way to pay for the WPR programs you rely on day in and day out. Thank you for your ongoing support.
That's right. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you count on. Good morning. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Michael Arnold. Your support today, right now, of Wisconsin Public Radio keeps all the programs you enjoy going strong. So whether your contribution is $10 a month, whether it's $100 a month, we appreciate and we count on your gift.
It's one of the cool things about Wisconsin Public Radio is you choose the amount you give. A contribution of any amount makes a difference. But if you're trying to figure out what's the right amount, well, here's some suggested amounts. The same amount you pay a month for Netflix. What is that, like $8 to $10
an
hour?
Yeah, it's nine. Well, now it's more like 11,
I think.
Right,
I think
if you want to get really in the nitty-gritty.
So let's say like $10, $11 a month. Or cable, which is even more.
Yeah, substantially more. Or coffee. And we're talking coffee this morning, which, like WPR, is probably, you know, something you look forward to every day. So give now. You pick the amount. Your gift makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have about 20 minutes to go this hour. We're only looking for three more people to join in this hour. Three people. You can
All
get
right.
us a third of the way there. If you call your mom, you'll get us two-thirds of the way there. And if you call your sister, we're set. So pretty much make your pledge now. You make WPR possible when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And by the by, as an added bonus for supporting the programs you love, your donation enters you into the drawing for the tickets to Hamilton in Chicago. So give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And sustainers, those of you making ongoing monthly gifts, you're automatically entered.
And if you're not a sustainer, you might want to become one right now. It's really easy to set up monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You'll support ongoing support for the programs you love, and you'll get automatically entered into the drawings during the membership drive.
Your gift is powerful. It makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thanks. We're talking Oktoberfest celebrations on Wisconsin Weekend. A shout out to La Crosse, by the way. It's ranked in the top 10 places to celebrate Oktoberfest in our country. It's by the vacation rental search engine Home2Go. La Crosse Oktoberfest runs September 26th through the 29th. It's been going strong well over 50 years. Does your community host an Oktoberfest? What traditions make your local event special? Join in. 800-642-1234. Tourism Secretary Sarah Meany is our guide, and she stays with us. Sarah, take us around. You were talking about Chippewa Falls and they have such a strong tradition of Oktoberfest. What about Lion's Tail in Neenah, Wisconsin?
Lion's Tail in Neenah. I'm not as familiar with that, but what I definitely want people to know about is that when you're thinking of Oktoberfest, you might think about one that might be near you, but keep in mind, there's no better time than fall in Wisconsin to make a weekend of it and go check out a new area. Pick an Oktoberfest maybe a couple hours away. Find a wonderful boutique hotel. Check out the trails in the area. And then earn your chance to go and have some delicious beer at one of the Oktoberfests. And an example, like an example of a way to really package it together is, I mean, Cedarburg. You mentioned the Glockenspiel earlier, mm-hmm. and Cedarburg actually has a live Glockenspiel with humans. So if you're not familiar with it, it's a cuckoo clock, right, where the characters in the clock are animated. Well, this is a human Glockenspiel. So just imagine taking a trip, you know, across the state, stay overnight in one of the historic inns or beds and breakfast, Stagecoach Inn or Washington House Inn in Cedarburg. But also you could bring a bike or bring your walking shoes and check out the Interurban Trail, which takes you through multiple historic town centers and take in the beautiful weather while we still have it. So I think when people think of Oktoberfest, we certainly lean on the beer and the food and the music. But in reality, it's about people coming together in community and really enjoying our environment. So I think that's a really great idea for people to consider and turn it into an overnight. Maybe take a best friend or a partner and have a great time.
Well, Cedarburg's Oktoberfest is the 5th and the 6th. Milwaukee is in that time frame as well. So is Sheboygan. Mm-hmm. So we are just ramping up here. This is not all.
Yeah.
This is a celebration that really carries from September into well into October.
Right. Well, you can use maybe a local or close to you Oktoberfest as a practice ground. And then, you know, the following weekend, choose one a little further away, and then it'll be old hat, and you'll be really well practiced in all the traditions of Oktoberfest.
And some of these
take them in for a month.
Some of these celebrations have been going on for decades, like lacrosse, more than 50 years. They started back in 1961.
Absolutely, and so it's one of those things where you can feel the heritage in the air when you're attending these. You know, there are traditions that the organizers themselves have carried on and have been passed down from the, you know, the organizers previous to that. And each Oktoberfest has a little bit of its own special flair, right? So while the Cedarburg Oktoberfest has the live Glockenspiel, you know, the Dachshund Dash is a lacrosse Oktoberfest is a really, you know, fun thing to check out.
How did these wiener dogs get roped into Oktoberfest in the first place? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, I know. They made the mistake of being owned by someone who loves Oktoberfest, right? But I bet that's the most exciting day of, you know, of their year. No kidding. I can't wait to see that. I would love to see that. I mean, dachshunds are just such cute little tiny little dogs anyway. Just let's see them run as quickly as they can. And it sounds entertaining to me.
Well, you mentioned bed and breakfast, which got me thinking about some of the more smaller scale Oktoberfest that might be a little more cozy, like the Lorelei Inn Oktoberfest or the Bottle Room Oktoberfest. What are the more smaller events like?
Well, you know, I mean, each of our towns has kind of its own Oktoberfest version, and it'll be a little quieter, it'll be maybe a little less specific activities, but ultimately, it's an opportunity to connect with people in that community, and it's an excuse for each community to rally around our beautiful fall weather, and you know, get ready to hunker down and make plans for winter. So in most of these cases, you know, it pulls in the local flavor of that specific, you know, town or area. And many of them are tied into a specific inn or a place to stay. But, you know, really it's an opportunity to connect the story of the German heritage and the brewing heritage, which, of course, is so directly connected to farming and hops growing and the traditions around, you know, the brewing heritage itself. So go ahead.
Yeah, what kind of tourism impact do you see from Oktoberfest?
That's a great question. So we know that people love festivals, and a reason to get out and about or leave your house or go somewhere different has everything to do with a special event. And so we know that these festivals pull people across the state and, frankly, from outside the state into Wisconsin. And in fall, we expect to see another jump as we've seen a wonderful summer. We saw about a 22% increase in visitation to and through Wisconsin just over this summer alone, and we expect that to continue. Without question, going into fall so far, we've seen some incredible weather around the state, and that's going to mean excellent fall color as well. So people can learn about fall color. We have people reporting on that in near real time. Basically, every day we learn about what's the fall color status, and we have a fall color report people can see at the website, travelwisconsin.com, and you can learn about where can I go see the best fall color.
Oh, so you could pair like a little fall color excursion with your
exactly.
Oktoberfest. I see where you're going.
Yeah. So, I mean, have an excuse to go, for example, the Appleton area, High Cliff State Park. If you climb to the top of the 40-foot observation tower, you're going to see fall color for miles around. So go earn that beer, climb the 40-foot observation tower, and then, you've got every excuse to have that fantastic beer and sit down and relax after you work so hard to do that. And there's a lot of opportunities to do that. There's beautiful viewing points all over the state. Grandad Bluff in the La Crosse area, another spectacular view. And it's right near Wisconsin's only national scenic byway, which is the Great River Road. Loads of beautiful towns to stop in. Gorgeous fall color everywhere you look. And wonderful, welcoming people. So, check out an Oktoberfest in a new town. And
What are your spotters looking at these days with the leaves? It's been so wet and warm.
No.
What are they seeing?
Well, so I think as of yesterday, the Bayfield area was reporting nearly 50% color. So if you start kind of looking from the northwest corner and start moving, south and east, you're going to see some of the patterns beginning to emerge. And we have people literally updating every day from each county. So we'll have a regular and fresh update each day as the colors continue to change. People will then be able to plan when they can expect it to be, peak color in a specific area and plan a trip for that weekend to go check it out and pair it with an Oktoberfest.
Yeah, it sounds like we have so many options in the fall here in Wisconsin, and you can really multitask here in your in your weekend excursions. So that's always helpful when you can, take in leaves and you can have a really great beer and some German potato salad all at once.
Exactly. While I love the idea of everyone sitting at Oktoberfest for an entire day, that sounds really great. Especially if you've got kids in tow, you need to keep them busy. There's plenty of places to stretch your legs. Check out a local state park because we have so many of them and they're absolutely fantastic. And, check out, local shops and, maybe a local pie house. Take in some of our small towns around the state and enjoy everything that is fantastic about Wisconsin.
Well, Sarah, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Sarah Meany is the Tourism Secretary Designee of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, and she's helped us immerse ourselves in Bavarian culture. This is The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network, and it is the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Member Drive. Good morning. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Michael Arnold. Happy Fall Member Drive.
Yeah.
I love it.
Same
We're
to you.
Here to ask you to invest a few minutes of time to support your future WPR listening.
That's right. And listener support makes up the largest piece of funding for the programs you count on. It's the single largest source of funding at Wisconsin Public Radio. That's why we're asking for your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It's really important.
Well, we are just watching one pledge at a time come in. We need just two more pledges to go here this hour.
We can do it.
We can totally do this. We can meet this goal. These hourly goals are set up to make sure we have the funding for the programs you enjoy. We have these mini goals hour by hour to stay on track. Make your donation now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we had a good time finding out about all sorts of Oktoberfest celebrations across the state in the last week. And that's one of the great things about The Morning Show. It helps you connect with Wisconsin. These are the kind of conversations you can count on from The Morning Show.
WPR is listener supported, and that means your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 makes the many topics you tune in for every day the breadth and the depth. Choose an amount that works for you, then make your gift.
And I'm going to make a prediction. I suspect that at some point while you were listening this morning, you were making coffee of some sort. Am I correct? Yes, I believe I am correct for a lot of people. And if you want your coffee to be Wisconsin Public Radio coffee because you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio, ask for the 1 pound bag of WPR blend whole bean coffee when you give $10 a month or more. It's available today only. The coffee is a wonderful companion to Wisconsin Public. You're already drinking coffee. You might as well drink WPR coffee,
that
right?
That is what I'm saying.
And
I
it's
love
something
it.
You can show yeah. your friends. Look, I got this WPR coffee. Support the programs you value and enjoy this locally roasted coffee. It starts with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm Margo Potacek, and I'm from Madison, Wisconsin.
And I'm Betty Potacek from Madison.
I grew up listening to Wisconsin Public Radio, and I listen at home. It's on the radio when I wake up. I listen in the car on my way to and from work on the weekends when I'm, if I'm cleaning, rarely, but I listen to it then.
I walk an hour a day, so when I'm walking, I listen to WPR on my phone. I used to listen to books. I'd download them, but I'm finding that listening to WPR, that's when I'm getting these topics that I didn't know that I was interested in.
Give now so you can hear more of the programs you love. Go to WPR.org and click donate. Thank you.
Ooh, celebrity in our midst. That was the voice of Terry Gross. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Michael Arnold. Listener support is the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs you rely on. And that is why your support during this fall member drive is so important. Maybe your gift is $10 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
And it's important to start off on the right foot when we start a drive. And we are, because we met our goal for this hour. In fact, I think we can go over it. If you'd like to help us go over the goal for the 6 o'clock hour, you can make your pledge right now. And thank you if we've already given.
And I think we are a bunch of overachievers at times, these public radio listeners. I have the faith. And if you haven't made your pledge, give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your gift funds the programs you enjoy.
And you're part of Wisconsin Public Radio's community of listeners right now. You listen on a regular basis. You're part of that, whether you've been listening for years, a few months, or a few days, whatever. You're a part of the community of listeners. And what we want you to do is become a part of our community of members, people who support the programs that they value.
And if you've never given before, start with a gift of $120, or better yet, make that an ongoing gift of $10 a month. Your contribution of any amount makes you a member. And because the largest piece of our funding, the largest piece comes from our members, you really make a difference. It all starts with your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you pledge at that $120 amount, you'll get the special WPR blend coffee. So it's a great reason to do that. So when people support Wisconsin Public Radio, we help pay for the programs. It's the single largest source of funding here at Wisconsin Public Radio, which is why we're asking for your support. So join the family. Help support WPR because it's listener-powered, and your gift right now really makes a big difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It's very important.
So show your support for Wisconsin Public Radio and ask for your limited edition WPR blend coffee. I can't wait to taste this. You'll receive 1 pound of whole bean coffee roasted in Wisconsin. It is yours when you give $10 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Step up right now because this coffee only available today. And Mike, I'm going to say that I tried, even though I'm not a coffee drinker.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty impressive. It's a medium roast, by the way, which I think that sounds good.
Yeah.
That it offers a full body. modest brightness. I don't know what any of that stuff means, to be honest. But it, I'm sure it's good.
Good. Those are good. Those are good words for coffee.
That's right.
Brightness. It, medium
exactly.
blend.
It sounds good. It's perfect for a morning coffee.
Crowd pleaser coffee.
Right. A crowd pleaser coffee. Exactly. if you're a sustaining member, thank you. If you're not, now's the day to be a sustaining member. You could do that for $10 a month. We'll give you that coffee. You can figure out how it tastes on your own. But make that pledge. Become a sustainer at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your gift right now, so very important, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you so much for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio.